Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from Yankee Stadium, Beningo and Roberts, and joining us right now from one booth over, legendary voice of the New York Yankees.
He's not coming in with
John
us?
John Sterling.
John. Hi, there's John. Hi, John.
Well, hello.
How are you? John, by the way, can I say this, John, before we even go anywhere?
Mm-hmm.
Just impeccably dressed. I mean, John Sterling. I mean, just, you talk about GQ material. I mean, John, this is off the charts right now.
Well, of course, tonight I'm along with Michael and Susan emceeing the Yankees' welcome home dinner, so I have to have my best bib and tucker on. And when I went into my classes today, I looked under the heading bib and tucker.
I see. It sounds like a law firm, bib and tucker. You know,
this is so funny because we're like 6 feet away from John, but he's in the actual radio booth.
But we can't see him.
How classy is this?
This is great.
The charts. We can go booth to booth.
I know.
Oh, that Jack Maldonado, he's brilliant.
Nobody better than him.
Yeah.
He knows how to get it done.
I'm very surprised you guys are here. You know, it's a normal thing for you to be here on opening day. And you decided to come back.
Well, you know, I tell you what, these afternoon games, and I compliment the Yankees for playing afternoon games like they are. I mean, because this, to me, in April baseball especially, I know we're getting a break. The weather's been great so far. But when you're in the Northeast playing baseball in April, give me some afternoon games. You know what I mean, John?
Oh, absolutely. And you see everyone open during the day. I know it's the first game, and they draw phenomenal crowds.
Sure.
I saw a crowd in Cleveland yesterday. Fabulous. And I guess the weather's been pretty good.
I will say this, Joe. I don't know if I speak for you. Every weekday day game at Yankee Stadium, I volunteer to be here. I have no problem coming to Yankee Stadium.
I would agree.
In the middle of the week, it's a nice commute.
Yep.
It's a great atmosphere. No offense to 345 Hudson, but being here, it just feels big time. I like it.
Yeah.
So
we do.
We'll be here anytime you want. That's for sure.
All right, John, I got to ask you.
Well, I'll give you an open invitation.
Thank you, sir.
You know, who's better than you, John? You know, how many games down in a row? What's it, 1992? And you're not missing anything this year, right? You're good, right? There's no dates that could conflict you missing a game?
No.
Not at all.
Uh-oh.
And what was your first year, 92 or 91?
89.
89, I'm sorry.
The streak continues.
This is my 29th year.
Unbelievable.
Well, on opening day, it was unbelievable because, A, the crowd was electric for what Michael Pineda did. But I think the big question Yankee fans have is, great, he was fantastic. What's he doing in his next start? What do you expect from Michael Pineda going forward?
No, I'm not that bright. I mean, you know, I kidded last year that because of a certain game that he pitched. And he's the only guy who could strike out 10 and walk 1 and lose because not only does he have great stuff, but he throws strikes. Sometimes I guess the strikes are too good. And, you know, you hope that a game like yesterday will maybe push him over the top. No one wins every game. You're going to get beaten up. But you would hope that this is the year that Pineda, a guy with his stuff, could be, you know, 18-8, that kind of. And the Yankees need it. That's their need is certainly starting pitching.
And the other thing, too, with Pineda, now I know he had a bad first game down in Tampa. He got beat up pretty bad. And then he has the great outing on Monday. But he's also on a walk year of his contract, John. And that always seems to be a little bit of a boost for these guys going in the last year of the deal.
Absolutely. Sure. You saw what they spent on Price and Greinke.
Yes.
I guess so.
Yes.
No doubt about it. Oh, in spring training, you got to see Jordan Montgomery, who's going to make his major league debut, which I know Yankee fans are excited about. What were your thoughts on Montgomery?
Well, he pitched so well that you have to like him. It's very tough, guys, to see what you see in spring training and have it carry over. I mean, it's a different game. But he's very tall. As they say, he has a great downward angle. He throws, you know, all the pitches, and in spring training he threw them for strikes. And, you know, if Jay Happ can be that good a pitcher, well, so can Jordan Montgomery. It's amazing that of all the people that they thought were going to make the staff, that they would find. I never heard of Jordan Montgomery before, although he pitched very well last year.
Yeah,
he pitched well in Double A, and then he pitched great in Triple A. So, you know, when they say, oh, what do you expect? I'm sorry, I'm not that good. I don't have a crystal ball. But it would be a tremendous, I guess, pun intended, shot in the arm for the Yankee pitching staff if he becomes a pitcher.
That's always good to have the lefties in the rotation here with the Yankees, John. I mean, you know, always more successful with the lefties. I mean, this ballpark is really built for left-hand pitching for the Yankees. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, they always talk about the right field porch, and it's true. Then you cut down on the left-hand hitters in the lineup. But I think, as you observed, the ball carries pretty well to left field here, too.
No, it does go out of his place.
No doubt.
You're right about that.
Talking to John Sterling about the Yankees. He's not in the lineup today, but how about Ronald Torres? He's been quite a spark plug first week of the year.
Terrific. Well, we mentioned during the year last year that even when he made out, he hit the ball hard. He's a very good fielder. He runs very well. And I didn't look in the stat thing today, but he was leading the Yankees in RBIs.
Yeah, he's got seven. Doesn't he have seven RBIs, Torres? I think so.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, another guy that's off to a good start is Headley. I mean, he had a terrible year last year, and this year, so far, he's been very good so far.
He couldn't buy a hit or an RBI in the month of April last year. Isn't that amazing? And he's had a very good start. You know, I think eventually, one thing I really do think that I think that Bird's going to hit. I think Sanchez is going to hit. I'm starting to think the Judge is going to hit.
Yep.
And Holiday is a great addition. And I've noticed that Ellsbury and Gardner, not so early, but they have been much more aggressive on the base paths. I think the Yankees, if they ever get everyone together, you know, they get Didi and Sanchez back in May, I think they're going to score a lot of runs. And, you know, the question about them is, the question you have for almost every team but your guys' team, the Mets, who have great starting pitching, but and the question is about their starting pitching. You know, at the end of the game, their bullpen is terrific, Betances and Chapman, so it gives you hope.
Do you like Gardner and Ellsbury back at the top of the order? I know Gardner isn't playing today, but we've seen them kind of reunited in that 1-2 hole since Sanchez has been out. Do you like them at the top?
Well, during the winter, I thought that I didn't mind them on top, you know, the lefties, the two lefties together.
Right.
First of all, they hang in there against lefties. But then if you have Sanchez and Holiday, two right-hand bombers in back of them, who's going to throw a lot of lefties? You're going to have to pitch to those guys and then Bird after them. So, no, I don't mind it at all. You know, if they're getting on base and running, I love it.
Yeah, they have been more aggressive so far, that's for sure.
Early, very early.
All right, let's get back to the pitching. Severino, I think, is a big key to the rotation as well. I thought he pitched pretty well in Baltimore. I know he gave up that big home run to Machado, but I thought overall he pitched a pretty decent game. What do you think from Severino, John, this year?
He's got phenomenal stuff, and they want him to be a starting pitcher. He wants to be a starting pitcher. You know he's great in the bullpen. Come in just for one inning and throw BBs. I'd say he's got a chance to be a very good pitcher, and they're hoping that that happens. You know, we only can go by stuff, and he has very good stuff. He has an electric fastball.
Right.
And as his slider and change improve, he should be a very good pitcher.
Any concern over Tanaka, or just too early to have any concern?
No, first of all, it tells you about spring training.
What does that mean, right?
He couldn't get on base against him in spring training.
Right.
No, he's such a competitor, and he's such a pro. Unless he's hurt. I don't think he's hurt. Unless he's hurt, no, I don't have any questions on him.
And CeCe so far, we're talking about the rotation. I mean, he's been pretty, two wins, been pretty good so far. Done a nice job in the first two times out.
Indeed. So now if Severino and Pineda, then now we'll see what this kid, Jordan Montgomery, could do. Wouldn't it be amazing if they had a good rotation? It's possible. You know, all the questions are answered positively. There are a lot of questions.
Sure.
As you know.
CeCe's been impressive because he had a good year last year. I mean, he gave you innings, had a sub-4 ERA. He's really reinvented himself, which is impressive because he used to be the big power pitcher, Cy Young contender, and he's a different kind of guy now, but he's getting people out. It's impressive what he's been able to do.
Yes, I agree. You've seen pitchers make themselves over, and he's one of them. You know, I always felt that he ought to talk to David Cone because David Cone made himself over, too. Yeah, he's done very well. Well, we're hoping. But I'd say the young guys hold the key, Severino and Pineda and, of course, Montgomery, who we haven't seen yet. But, you know, first of all, I'm very optimistic, you know. Oscar Hammerstein wrote a song about me in South Pacific called A Cockeyed Optimist. Mm. And anyway, so I'm, you know, if you're broadcasting the games, you want your team to win. You know, you want big ratings and a lot of sales and high rates and people listening, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, and in New York, if you win, the sky's the limit. If you don't win, you know.
Yeah, we know.
No, so we're well-versed.
The Knicks just the other day, they don't care.
We're well-versed about that. Talking to the great John Sterling. Now one of my, you know, my all-time, we can't have you on without talking about the home run calls, John. We got to do that. And, you know, I know Evan's all-time favorite is the Teixeira one.
I miss Mark now.
He misses that. My favorite one was, of course, the Thriller by Godzilla. But I tell you what. We both of us, I think, have a new favorite home run call, the Matt Holliday home run call with you singing "Happy Holidays."
That's a winner.
I mean, that is John. That's one of the. That's right at the top now, John.
Pretty easy, you know. I even have two holiday songs to sing, but
oh really?
You know, he's got it.
Nice.
Yeah, I think Andy Williams had a song.
Okay.
Or Como. There's no place like home for the holiday.
There's also a Bee Gees song called Holiday. I don't know if you know that one.
That I do not.
Okay. You can check that one out, too. Maybe you want to go that route, you know, from about 1968, so something like that.
If there's any singing involved, it's a winner in my book. That's what I like. I like when the singing is involved, so I'm a big fan of my old Matt Holiday. It's three home runs today just for that.
Now, the other thing is the Aaron Judge, which is the obvious one about Judge. Here comes the Judge. But I thought that you would... You know, you would embellish that a little more than you have so far. Are you planning on doing that, John?
I'm planning on doing something else. Yeah, I just thought of it the other day, and I like it.
All right.
The excitement builds. Hopefully Judge goes deep. Thank you, John. We appreciate it.
John,
it was great talking to you.
Always a pleasure. The great John Sterling.
My pleasure. Thank you.
The voice of the Yankees, yes. John Sterling.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.